Thank you and good morning. The State FFA Convention was a gathering of FFA members from all over Illinois. There were many events, including breakout sessions, a career fair, a college expo, and workshops that promoted agriculture. I had a conversation with Litchfield FFA member Jaden Martin, the current chapter president.
Throughout high school, I have worked on my SSAE with my lawn care, and then after that, I've became our chapter reporter, and last year was our chapter president, was on with this next year. As we've been at this convention, I've met new friends, I've met our wonderful WSMI reporter.
What's your favorite contest, and explain what you do in that contest?
My favorite contest would have to be the job interview contest, because I love to talk to new people and communicate with others, as well as show them what my skills are, and just, it's a fun contest, so.
What's the best part about being here at State Convention?
State Convention would probably have to be meeting my old friends that I've met in the past, from freshman year to now, and just reminiscing on the other things that we've done throughout the year.
And what's your favorite part about being in FFA?
My favorite part about being in FFA is just not only the ag and farming part of it, but just learning and having a lot of fun throughout the years.
That was Jaden Martin of the Litchfield FFA chapter. In national news, NAFTA was a major topic of discussion as U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue visited in Canada with Ag Minister McCauley. Here's Gary Crawford from the USDA in Washington with the story.
It's a real honor to have you on our own homestead. We're delighted to be here.
Canada's Agriculture Minister Lawrence McCauley and U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue on the McCauley Farm on Prince Edward Island Friday. Both leaders are former dairy farmers, and of course, dairy's one of the bones of contention between the two countries as they continue to try to hammer out a new NAFTA agreement. Perdue telling reporters,
"The U.S.'s ambition is not to dictate to Canada to do away with its supply management system. We do think that we have a request that the supply be managed so that we do not overproduce and depress world milk solid prices in that way."
McCauley's response,
"We have a supply management system that has been good for the farmers. I don't see any big changes in that area at all."
But both Perdue and McCauley said they continue to talk. As McCauley put it,
"What I want to do is make sure that our farmers get a fair deal, and Sonny wants to make sure that his farmers get a fair deal."
Again, that was Gary Crawford from the USDA in Washington. CHS Shipman will be serving breakfast to the 4-H exhibitors at the Greene County Fair this morning. They started serving at 6 a.m. and will serve until 8:30 a.m. Tomorrow is the Greene County Horse Show, and that will begin at noon. Next week, the Montgomery County Fair begins on Wednesday the 20th with the Sheep Show at 9 a.m., followed by the Goat Show at 12. Macoupin County Fair begins next Tuesday with the Twilight Harness Racing at 6 p.m. in the grandstand. Listen for local events on your morning and afternoon farm shows. That's all the time we have on your morning farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.